98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, people who love food. They'll tell you food facts. They'll impress you with their knowledge and dine in the fanciest of places. They also host a fabulous dinner party. And here at 98 FM, I work with two of these very people. Brendan, my stunning co-host.
Hello.
You love fine dining.
I do enjoy a fine dine.
You also can be found a lot of the time clutching a bottle of posh olive oil.
I can.
And our show producer, Russell. Good morning.
Hello.
Russell, you will know him from Dublin Delish, also one half of the Gastro Gaze, with a weekly column in the Sunday Times. Mm-hmm. But I have a few questions for you both this morning.
But you see, he's qualified. I'm not. I'm just a pig.
Oh, no. Have you seen me eat? I can be quite piggish sometimes.
Well, I have a question for you both this morning. Well, several questions. Who knows the most about food and cooking? I have some cooking phrases, and you're going to go head to head in this little quiz. Shout back your name if you know the answer, and then you can take to the floor. Shall I preheat the oven and turn the heat up in the kitchen?
Absolutely.
For question one this morning in our food quiz. Okay, if I was to sauté something, what would that involve?
Russell, you basically put it into a pan with oil and shake it around to cook it.
I'm going to give you that. That's correct. It's derived from the French verb sauter, which means to jump. So you're jumping the food around the pan. Okay, well done, Russell. One point for you. Question two. Describe what it means to see meze on the menu, or is it mez?
Brendan.
Oh, Brendan, go on.
It's like a platter of different bits and pieces.
Yes, it is. A sharing plate on the menu. Very popular in countries like Turkey, Lebanon, Cyprus and Greece. 1 point for you, Brendan. Well done. Okay, question three. If food is blackened, what does it mean?
Brendan, it's like charred.
Yeah.
Do you need more of a description?
No, I think that's grand.
Like blackened soul. You get a blackened soul and it's like literally blackened. It's charred on the outside.
It doesn't mean burnt. It means putting herbs and spices to intense smoky flavours. Brendan, you're getting that.
I got away with that.
I got away with that one.
2 points for Brendan, 1 point for
Thank
Russell.
You. Oh, he's not happy.
Our next question. What is bisque?
Russell.
Brendan.
Oh,
he got first.
Go on.
Bisque is essentially like a stock normally made with lobsters and shellfish.
Well done. Well, it's a French soup loaded with seafood flavours.
Over the years, I've realised I'm not a fan of a lobster bisque.
Are you not?
No.
Have I ever told you about my slight allergy to lobster? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't eat anything with eyes. Oh, okay, your next question.
Ooh, moving things up here.
Describe blanche. What's Russell, blanche? Go on, Russell.
It is when you get like green vegetables, like peas or whatever, and you put them into ice cold water after boiling them.
Wow, you can put them in boiling water as well, and it's not the area of Dublin 15.
I love that you went with vegetables. I would have said chips.
Which I really should have myself.
Yes. Okay, well done, Russell. 3 points to two now. The next question. If bread is described as unleavened or unleavened, what does that mean?
Brendan.
Go on.
It's not going to rise. It's not aerated enough.
Yeah. Yeah. No raising agents, Brendan. Oh my gosh. Good for you guys. Three apiece.
Call me Mary Berry.
The final question. Decide who knows more about food and cooking this morning on 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Here we go.
This has got very intense.
And the tense
music
isn't helping.
Okay. If something is presented as julienne.
Russell.
Brendan. Oh, go on. What would it look like?
It would be very small baton, like very, very thinly sliced, very gently done. So you're thinking of vegetables, carrots, courgettes, and they'd be in strings, essentially.
Yes, uniformed strips, Russell.
Well
bravo,
done.
Our resident food critic this morning knows a little bit more about food. But Brendan, you did fantastic as well.
Thank you so much.
4 points to three on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Very
We'll have to do this again, but maybe you could ask me about Britney Spears songs.
We'll absolutely do that.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Absolute chaos.
Stunning prizes.
And a soundproof booth.
98 FM.
Good morning. Sorry we're a few minutes late, and welcome to Matchy Matchy, Thursday's edition of the game you love to play every single day on the radio. Send one of us to a soundproof booth. Say the same three words to win all of these prizes, as read out by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Thank Thanks, regular Rebecca and Brendan.
You could look as good as us when you win this new LED face mask.
Go bowling.
Win a karaoke machine.
Go axe throwing.
Win a matchy matchy pedicure.
A new chiminea.
A laundry voucher.
A takeaway voucher.
Matchy matchy Stanley cups.
And wake up to smell the coffee with this brand new coffee machine.
Win, win, win with matchy matchy.
Oh, thank you, AI, Rebecca and Brendan, for those gorgeous prizes this morning. And hello to Breeda, who's playing matchy matchy. Breeda, where in Dublin are you?
Not in Dublin.
Where are you?
I'm in Rathausen in Meath.
Oh, very good.
Not too far away. So, Breeda, how do you normally do when you listen along to Matchy Matchy?
Sometimes absolutely brutal.
Same as us, love.
Yeah, fish light.
Breeda, come on, that's last year.
Breeda, what prize now do you have your eye on? I know you'll win the lot if you get the three words, but is there one in particular that stands out?
The axe thrown.
Mm. Yeah, that's, a lot of people have their eye on the old axe throwing, yeah.
Well, I'm going to picture a few people at the wall, you see.
Breeda, I love that for you. It's like therapy.
Oh, gas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Breeda, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, off you go to the soundproof booth.
Off I go. I'll chat to you in a sec.
See you now. Enjoy that. And we're going to try and get you a Matchy Matchy with Breeda. Breeda, I better not ask who you'll picture when you go axe throwing. We won't say that on the radio.
No.
Okay. Your first word this morning is fair. F-A-I-R. Fair.
Ground.
Your second word is rubber.
Huh?
Rubber. Ground. What would you say after rubber?
Band.
Rubber band. And your third word is taxi.
Man. No.
Okay. After fair.
What about rubber bandits? No, okay.
Who are you consulting with, Breeda? Who's beside you?
I have my silent but deadly partner.
Oh, silent but deadly.
No, sorry, she's not my partner, she's my daughter. That sounds wrong. Mary.
Silent but deadly daughter, okay.
Yeah.
After fair, you said ground. After rubber, you said band. And after taxi, you said man. Breeda, are we locking those in?
Locking them in? Yes.
Yes, please. We've got approval. Here we go, locking them in. And getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How are you, pet?
Oh, yeah, very well, thank you. A feather boa was in there draped across a chair.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
Okay, your first word to Matchy Matchy with Breeda this morning is fair. F-A-I-R. Fair.
I'm stuck between two. Fair play.
Your second word is rubber.
Rubber duck.
And your third word is taxi.
Driver.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Breeda and her silent but deadly daughter this morning? Sorry, guys. Not to be this morning. After fair, Breeda said ground.
Ground, yeah. I was thinking of Simply Red.
Of where are you?
Yeah.
And my love. After rubber, Breeda went with band.
Yeah, very good.
And after taxi, Breeda went with man.
Breeda, they were great answers.
They were both very good answers.
I have to say, I'll never live this down because the dashboard of my car is covered in rubber ducks.
Is it?
No way!
Yeah.
Oh, it was staring you right in the face, Breeda.
And Breeda, can I ask you why? Do you just like them?
Because people keep buying them for me.
Oh, yeah.
Breeda, I can just imagine you in the car now with the rubber ducks. Thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy.
Beep, quack, quack.
We'll send you out a 98FM goodie bag.
Cheers, Breeda, and hi to your silent but deadly daughter as well.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.